The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me today on the podcast is CEO of Mobile Streams, Mark Epstein, and Tim Scoffham, Chief Commercial Officer of Quantum Media Group. Thank you both for joining me today.
Hiya, great to be here.
Hiya, thank you. Good morning.
Now, just quickly for investors who might be listening but aren't necessarily familiar with Mobile Streams, Mark, if you could just tell us a little bit about the company to start and what it does exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So Mobile Streams has been around for quite a while, 10, 15 years. It used to have a big background in content delivery all across the world, delivering gaming content and other content into various markets, everything from Argentina, India, Mexico, global. We then, a new management team came in about a year and a half ago. And basically we've transformed that business, which was in decline, into a sort of thriving content insight and intelligence business, taking the learnings that the company had had across its time delivering content and launching a content insight and business intelligence business called Streams. And there's two components to that. There's the content part, which is a relatively entry-level product. And then there's an enterprise platform, which gives a much bigger sort of content and business intelligence platform to the end user. And we launched that around the middle of last year, and it's been really successful. It's been gaining a lot of ground. We launched in October last year the content SaaS component of that, and that's really been going well since we did that, providing a great base of customers for us to upgrade to the enterprise product. Then obviously we recently partnered with Quanta, and we'll obviously come on to what we're doing with them, but we're doing some amazing work with the team at Quanta as well now.
That's great. So about a week ago, you had some news in regard to this new partnership. Now, when you're introducing this, you referenced the Streams content platform as well as a previous investment made by the company. So could you just explain how this partnership came about initially?
Yeah, I'll just briefly talk about it, and then I'll hand over to Tim from his side. So basically, Quanta were using our sort of entry-level content intelligence platform, the SaaS version. And then we had some conversations with them. And basically, we discovered there was a lot more we could do together. And so we basically moved them onto the enterprise version of the platform. And obviously, we've announced that previously as well. And we're helping through that to streamline and make all of their content creation delivery much more efficient across all of their touch points on sites globally. And so we're doing a lot with them using that. And then basically, the more we talked, the more we found there was a big overlap and a big opportunity between the two businesses. And so obviously I spoke earlier about the historically Streams had a very large business of content delivery. And it turns out, you know, the team at Quanta could really invigorate that. And now we were looking to reinvigorate our legacy business using the team and the skills and the assets that Quanta have. But also with that, their business plan, which is built around content delivery, really sort of hand in glove. Their sort of front end fitted our sort of back end skill engine and back end technical platforms that we were building. And so, yeah, we've invested in them as well. And then I'll leave it to Tim to talk about their plans, but got some amazing things that happened there.
Thanks, Mark. So, yeah, if I just maybe give some context behind QMG, Quantum Media Group, before we talk a little bit more about the collaboration between the two businesses. Quantum Media Group is, for those who don't know, is a lead generation business in the iGaming industry to a $7.5 billion market, which is growing exponentially. Now, the online gambling market is expected to reach over $100 billion by 2025. And within that, you know, our addressable market, which is research from a well-known reporting source, is $7.5 billion and growing at a compound annual growth rate of 11.5%. So come 2025, that's looking at like 12 to 13 billion. So there's a huge opportunity here. And now's the time for to capitalize on that growth. So QMG itself is, you know, powered by a combined 50 years plus experience in the industry across affiliate marketing, engagement tools, audience engagement tools, technology, and of course, iGaming products. And its management team, which I'm one, is responsible for the acquisition of hundreds of thousands of new players to operators, which translates to hundreds of millions worth of affiliate revenue. So we're well placed to execute our strategy and our strategy at scale. But one thing that we have, to give some insights, and we pivot our business around, is that, you know, the whole industry itself is going through a period of change. And that change ultimately is in consumer behavior, which is very much in the favor of QMG's philosophy. So our strategy is to focus very much on consumer loyalty and retention, because that provides the lifetime value of the user, more revenue and value to us as a company. And of course, the piece, as you'd expect, underpins all of this is technology. And the scalability of our commercial model is worldwide. And our business is facilitated by technology. And what I mean by that, of course, is the superior insight that we'll have on player behavior. It means we can work with our operators to maximize that value. So how does that work with streams? Ultimately, you know, it's another piece of technology which we can layer into our suite of capability to understand, analyze, and optimize the content that we have to engage our users. As a first step, you know, we've already started to prepare the Dutch market, which is regulating later this year, which is an enormous opportunity for us. And we've launched a number of verticals. But additionally, we're going to start in Mexico. LATAM is a region which is growing very quickly. Both companies, both MOS and QMG, have experience in this region. And to give some more insight to that, on the executional side, you know, we have a very powerful football brand, which we're going to be launching later in this summer with MOS to sort of maximize, you know, the audience of this football mad nation. Where content and engagement sits at the heart of that consumer experience. And working with a leading telco, Telcel, in Mexico, which is one of MOS's carrier connections, who we've already had in-depth conversations with about how we monetize that flow and capitalize on that value, is such that it's, you know, it makes this partnership very exciting, a multi-million dollar partnership. You know, we're just at the start of that. And say Mexico is the first market of many.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Yeah. So we were really excited. We had a great call, as I say, with Telcel the other day, and we're looking forward to later in the year launching that football content into the Mexican market and really reinvigorating the legacy business, along with driving new revenue, cross-pollinating by the streams business as well. So you know, a huge amount of synergy in the partnership.
That's great. So you're starting in the Mexican market, and it's clear that the two businesses clearly complement each other, and you say that they overlap. Can you say anything more about how the two will be working together aside from this initial entry into the Mexican market?
Yeah. I think a good example is the way, well, to give a sort of indication, a good example will be, obviously, the Mexican market is, we're going into is where they're helping streams with our legacy business. So this idea is they're helping streams reinvigorate a legacy. So we already have the partnership with Telcel. They're helping reinvigorate that at the same time as launching, you know, their own services in that territory. And that's a double, if you'd like, double win, a win-win for both businesses. In the Dutch market, although we don't have any legacy business there, they're using our streams business and content intelligence enterprise to help drive much greater efficiencies and improve their content delivery in the Dutch iGaming and regulated gambling market. And so you can see on this, there's two sides to this. There's where our streams product helps their business enter new markets, seize new markets, and, you know, really, really helps them win in their territories. And then there's where they also help us, where we work to reinvigorate our legacy business at the same time as launching their products. So that's how it will work. And we're looking at, obviously, we've announced Holland. We've already announced that we were looking at the legacy business. So it's, you know, Mexico will be the first place we go with the legacy rejuvenation. But there's plenty of other territories that we're actively having discussions with. And so I think you know, there's no limit to really where this partnership goes. Tim has talked very effectively, I think, about the size of the online gambling market, the iGaming market. You know, the SaaS platform that we've launched, Dreams, going from, you know, one success to the next. And so I think the whole partnership is brilliant. And, you know, we're extremely pleased with the results of the investment we've made, with the results of the partnership so far. The, you know, the working relationship with the team is, you know, it's a pleasure, to be honest with you. Such a talented group of people, the management team, the entire team at Quanta. And so, you know, between the two companies, I think there's a lot of value that's going to be created.
That's great. And something you kind of touched on this in what you just said, but in terms of how you view the partnership's long-term significance and future opportunities, can you say anything more about that?
Well, all we can say, obviously, we've got to, you know, all we can say is we're actively looking at a number of significant opportunities, some more developed than others. And obviously, any announcements will be made by the sort of, you know, correct channels. But both companies are actively looking at opportunities to increase value and to drive revenue. And there are significant opportunities that we are, you know, at this moment looking at and well on the way, well underway to hopefully delivering for the shareholders.
Yeah, I think to sort of second that and add some additional insight to the multifaceted nature of this partnership is that, you know, there's the legacy business, which talks to carry connections in very key regions and markets, which create QMG a focus on as well, in terms of LATAM, potentially India, and so forth. So, you know, there's not only that relationship to be had, but also the legacy business carries a suite of games. And these games, as we foresee them, are engagement tools. And these engagement tools are exactly what we use at QMG to engage with users through gamification, and where we're able to then harness the data we can extrapolate from that user's experience and help to better understand the profile of a given user. So it just helps us to better understand our audience. So when we're then working with the operators, we get to, say, maximize that value. So there's two there. And then, of course, the platform itself, the back end, if we want to call it, which is the content optimization platform from Streams, which is, you know, agnostic in terms of any market we go into, really. So, you know, we're really excited about this opportunity because it's multifaceted, because it layers on top of markets we're already looking at, and because it supports us on both the front and back end, which is absolutely pivotal in the technology play and one that's growing as quickly as the iGaming industry.
Yeah, and I would just add that, you know, people should look forward to many more sort of joint announcements and exciting things to come from this partnership.
That's great. Thank you so much. And now, usually, actually, how this podcast works is Justin will usually ask that to close off, you could give our audience three reasons to follow the company to their Vox Markets watch list. Perhaps you could, maybe we could come at the angle, since this is a collaboration, of just an outline of three reasons as to why people should follow and tune into this partnership.
I'll just sort of say, if you, Tim, can add, but massive potential. We're just at the beginning of this. The value of the business, the market cap, is still very, very low. So those are three that I would say.
Great. You've rounded that up perfectly. Well, thank you both so much for coming on and for giving an overview of that partnership. It's exciting.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we really think it's important to come on and explain it to people so people can really understand the opportunities between the two businesses.
Definitely. You've done that very well. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you very much. Yeah, really appreciate your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.